Warm hello to you. In this little bit of time together, we're going to be looking at the schism power of cardamom. And it would probably be helpful if you followed along with the written portion that goes with this lesson, although it's not a must. Sometimes it just helps if you have two forms of input, you know, the visual one and the auditory one. And of course, the visual's there for you at any time. And in this audio, in general, in the audios, I tend to elaborate a bit more, sometimes offer case studies or a bit more context. So cardamom, essential oil, is beautifully supportive in the process of resolving splits or schisms, particularly between the mind and the body, and also the head and the heart. I gave a bit more context about what schisms are and ultimately why they matter in the Neroli schism power lesson. So if you feel like you're a bit curious, what's this business about schisms? And you'd like to know a little bit more why I put emphasis and attention on that, then you can visit that lesson. But simply speaking, a schism is some sort of unnatural divide between two parts that are actually in all naturality connected. And it's also true that schisms that exist in a reinforced and sustained way within a body or mind, individually or collectively, begin to actually change the physiology, the mentality, and the emotionality of human beings, so that then our quote natural states, as in how we're existing naturally, becomes the schismed state as opposed to a connected state. So part of what the essential oils offer us as such potent medicine is the opportunity to help us make these connections, these energetic connections between different areas in the body, between different aspects of the nervous system, and also encouraging connectivity between, for example, certain emotions, so that we can continue along a particular continuum of emotion, as opposed to getting stuck in one particular one or oscillating pathologically between a couple of them. So in this way, it's as if the essential oils help bring online for us a remembrance of what's possible for our true nature. Another way I would say that is bring online or a remembrance of what's possible for our more true nature. So it's not denying that the true nature as it may exist at this particular point in time is actually a schismed state between head and heart and mind and body. It's quite significant, particularly in the West. But we know and we can feel that there's something else that's possible for us as human beings. There's another way, a more rich, full, integrated, and perhaps we could even say peaceful or at ease way of being, because we've all had times in our life when we've experienced more of that, relatively speaking. So we also know that there's great separation between human and nature at this time for many, many of us. I'm in Sri Lanka, as many of you know, right at the time of this recording, and generally speaking, the people are more connected to nature because it's the way their daily life is. There's more feet on the earth, on the dirt, and there's more dirt in the inside places. You know, we're so used to most of us are so used to very clean, by our standards, clean places. And so while cleanliness is of course very important, it's almost as though we've taken it to an extreme where we now have a sort of subtle fear of nature herself, a sort of subtle fear of what might be perceived as dirty, but is actually just earth. Earth. And so certain oils work particularly well at helping to establish a flow, a very beautiful flow, between the head and the heart and the mind and the body. Those two schisms have some similarities, but there's also some distinct differences as well. Now, continuing on with what I wrote here, before these splits or schisms manifest themselves in our bodies as pathology, because indeed they do, they exist and exert force both in our psyches and within the collective fields of influence in human consciousness. This influences the way energy flows through both the etheric and the physical bodies. So one example of the mind-body schism that is very strong, it's very tenacious, and very rooted in the Western psyche, is that we have a great distrust of our physical bodies. It's sort of like, what's that pain? What's that uncomfortableness? What's going on with that part of me? And there's quite an interesting disconnect from it, you know, whatever it is. Likewise, we, in operating with a great influence from this schism, we tend to elevate the mind to a superior position of rulership, we could say, over our lives. So we rely upon the mind space and our mental space to dictate the choices that we make, choices and decisions that we make, and also how we may just proceed forward in our life. Within the mind and heart split, we of course see this, that when we're not operating out of that schism, when we're not so greatly influenced by that schism that we can't hear with our heart, then we're able to make decisions and ultimately lead with the heart. When we are being ruled by the mind, and the mind being elevated to this primary position, generally speaking within the West, when we're leading with the mind, we are generally making decisions and moving forward with an underlying current of fear. And then there's this very dynamic relationship between the ego mind and perceptions of fear, of what's safe and not safe based on our history. And while the mind, of course, is a very, very important aspect of who we are, when it comes to big decisions, we find a certain variety of fallout, if you will, from when we make big decisions from just the mind, with the mind leading. We tend to create similar patterns of karma that have existed before. We tend to repeat patterns that have come before. And we tend to repeat history as well. So when I talk about leading with the heart, that's not the same thing as saying lead with your emotions, because that's actually a very different phenomena. It's literally letting the field of the capital H heart influence everything else, and having the ultimate final reference point be that of the heart, not the ultimate final reference point being that of the logical, separate self mind. Now, in the encouragement and support of a reconnection or a more integrous connection of the mind and body, we need some gentle energetic reminders that bypass the rational mind and go straight to our hearts and awaken these knowings in our soul. How many times have we been in a situation where maybe we're really in our head about something and a friend or a beloved family member is trying to help us to see with the perspective of the heart, but we're insisting on this other way? And words can fail at these times because words are getting filtered through this mind. And when we work with an oil, it bypasses all of the roadblocks and the perceptual filters that the mind puts up. And it goes straight to the center, not only of our nervous system in affecting the limbic system of the brain and the CNS, but it also goes straight to our soul. And so there's an instantaneous quantum unfoldment, an instantaneous quantum shift that happens because of a fragrance, because of an oil. And now we're going to look at specifically how cardamom impacts our being in these ways in relationship to schisms. So as I mentioned previously, I said that cardamom is especially helpful for the mind-body schism and also the head-heart schism. So cardamom acts as this vehicle for encouragement and support of a remembrance of our true nature. It acts as a vehicle for that encouragement and support in three different ways. The first way is that it reinforces the connection between the enteric brain, or our gut brain, and our cortex and limbic system of the brain in our head. So it reinforces the connection between those two. This helps with the fidelity of messaging, both literal and psychic, between what we refer to as the mind and the body. In this way, it can help us to relax into our capacity to know from our gut, as well as strengthen the bridge between our instincts and our logical mind. That's quite a rich little bit of information, and I hope that you listen or read it a couple of times and let yourself sort of swim into what that means practically, emotionally, and mentally for you. Number two, cardamom warms, circulates, and melts cold and or hardened energetic walls around the heart. It's quite magnificent for that, actually. I have witnessed many, many beautiful, both energetic, starting out as energetic, and then real-time mental, emotional, and physical unfoldings of this process by putting cardamom on point CV17 over the sternum. As this coolness can clear from the heart, which by the way, this coolness often accumulates because of a series of heartaches and heartbreaks and betrayals over the course of our life, which we all have experienced. The sac around the heart will clench in protection. And at first, this creates more heat and more vibration in the heart space. But over time, if that goes unresolved, it sort of burns itself out and then becomes cool and a bit hard in the energetic heart. And I would go so far as to say also that process, there's a mirror of that process in the physical heart space as well. So in turn, the heart can then move and more radiate the fullness and warmth of its nature, what it's here to do. The body and mind can then relax into the majesty of the heart's field, and the web of connectivity within the body and the mind become emphasized rather than its opposite, that of separation and divide. And so when the heart becomes clenched and clamped down around, and then we get trapped, either cool or hot energy in there, depending on where someone's at in their process, the heart is not able to do its job of radiating with ease its magnetic field that should act as, we could say, emperor or empress for the whole body, for the kingdom of the body. And so when it's not able to do that, then of course everything else picks up the slack. The mind works harder. There's more and more separation between aspects of consciousness as well as functions within the body and the mind. Okay. The last one is that cardamom awakens our sensual nature and our animal soul. I just recently heard that phrase, actually, animal soul, from a dear friend and fellow in Master Healer who's gone through that process, Jackie, and she mentioned that someone had told her that she needed to do more things that fed her animal soul, and I thought, what a magnificent phrase that is. And in the moment it was said, I could really feel what that means. And there's also mystery around what the fullness of what that means. But I could nevertheless feel a really strong transmission of the nature of animal soul and the importance of it. And so with cardamom, what we see that is that it can awaken our sensual nature and our animal soul. And then we have... Or let me just say for further context that an inherent feature in both the mind-body and the head-heart schism is a deadening of our sensual nature and connectivity and awareness of our animal soul. So an inherent feature of these schisms is a deadening of our capacities and abilities to be really awake and present in our sensual nature. And then again, also the connectivity and awareness of our animal soul. Our animal soul I'm defining now as our primal, unconvoluted nature. It's our simple nature, really, that contains our instincts and our very direct and true desires. Cardamom awakens the senses and enriches our entire sense-based experience. It enriches our entire sense-based experience. This, in turn, then informs the central nervous system in a more robust and abundant manner. Everything becomes more abundant when we are awakened and present in our senses. When we're not awakened and present in our senses, what happens is we are not able to take in the richness and the fullness of every moment. Every moment is so, is just dripping with richness and fullness. But when we're deadened and disconnected in this way, we're unable to take it in. And then we hang out in our lack nature. We hang out in a contracted state with these passing pulsations of fear that we're not going to get what we want. We're not going to get what's owed to us. So how nice to think about, you know, connecting in and being in our sensual nature, being able to receive the abundance of each moment and live in that reality. When we're able to, when our nervous system is informed in a more robust and abundant manner, the result is that we literally feel more connected to our senses and our bodies. All natural processes within the body, and I should say especially digestive related ones, either literal or metaphorical, are enhanced from this connection. When we are alive in our sensorial experience, our animal soul is fed, our animal soul is fed. And as a result, our authentic nature is just lit up with this curious and creative fire. And because of that, not only do we experience much greater richness and fullness in our life, but we also experience less destabilization from self-doubt. Okay. Thank you for listening, and I encourage you to connect all the dots with this information by really pondering it, contemplating it, and feeling it for yourself, and then practicing using cardamom on the quantum acupoints or in other ways that you enjoy using it, and notice for yourself the shifts that are happening in these areas. Much love to you.